It's time. The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality. TV 30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host, David.
Hello, everyone. It's Friday, the 2nd of March, 2018, and that means it's time for episode 14 of the Friday News Update, nearly episode 15. And if you're here in the UK, I hope you're surviving the beast from the east, but this should cheer you up. Mobile World Congress 2018 special of the Friday News Update. It's going to be really exciting on today's show. We've got all the new phones from Samsung, Nokia, Sony, and because it's a new month, it's March now, we've got a lot of very exciting videos coming up on Tech Chat with David Cannon as well. We have how to switch to Android in 10 minutes and my review of the Galaxy A3 2017 coming up very soon. I know I've been promising that for a while, but I will get it out very soon. But this week I have a video about all the phones with notches this year. There are a lot. And I've got the Asus Zenfone 5Z, which we will be talking about on today's show, versus the iPhone 10. And the Friday News Update is also now available on radio.net. So if you use radio.net, just head over to techchatfridaynewsupdate.radio.net and you can listen on there. But for now, let's get on with the show. It's the 2nd of March and this is the Friday News Update. And first up this week, Samsung have announced the new Galaxy S9 and S9 Plus at the Mobile World Congress 2018. It was actually on Sunday and they have brand new cameras. The design hasn't changed an awful lot. It's got slightly smaller bezels and the fingerprint sensor has moved to a more convenient position below the camera or cameras on the back, but the cameras can do 960 frames per second slow-mo in 720p, just like last year's XZ Premium from Sony. And we've also got dual cameras on the S9 Plus, which can do the zoom in without losing any quality and the background blurring that's so popular right now. And we also have a variable aperture, so it can change between f1.5 and f2.4 for better photos and videos in different lighting. So even in the dark, the camera should be great. And we've got automatic motion detection as well to start filming when the phone detects motion. So very cool cameras. And we've got dual speakers as well, which is really cool. Those are Dolby Atmos, so you'll get fake surround sound on those. It's available right now. And of course, there is an Animojis ripoff called AR Emoji, which lets you turn yourself into a 3D character, kind of like on the 3DS with Miis. So yeah, it doesn't look as good as Animojis, but it might be a bit of fun. It costs £740 from £740 for the S9, and it is available for pre-order now. If you pre-order it, you'll get it on the 8th of March, but if you don't, it's released on the 16th of March in the UK. Sony also announced a brand new phone called the Xperia XZ2. It's got a brand new design, 18x9 screen, so we get a more bezel-less design. It's not terribly impressive, but it's much better than Sony's older designs. It looks a lot more modern, and we get a glass back as well with a fingerprint sensor on the back. It actually looks really nice, and that screen is 5.7 inches, full HD and HDR as well, so it should be a pretty decent screen there. We get the same 19 megapixel camera on the back as the XZ Premium of last year, and it can do 960 frames per second slow-mo video at 1080p full HD, so slightly better than on the S9. We've got a Snapdragon 845 processor as well, and it's got a thing called dynamic vibration system, kind of like on PlayStation controllers, the phone vibrates with sound, which sounds a bit weird, but it might make gaming and watching films quite cool, and you can also record in HDR. It's the world's first 4K HDR movie recording in a smartphone, according to Sony. So that's going to get released in March. So go take a look at that if you're interested. And we don't really know the pricing yet, but it will probably cost around about £800. Nokia announced 5 new phones at the Mobile World Congress. The Nokia One, which is a budget phone, 4.5 inch screen and a quad core processor, gig of RAM, 5 megapixel camera on the back. Yeah, not great specs, but it does have Android Oreo Go Edition, so that should optimise it for those lower specs. So it should run fairly smoothly. And we also get expression backs, so those plastic backs that you can replace. They come in different colours and designs, so that's cool. We got a Nokia 7 Plus, which has a sort of bezel-less design. It looks very nice, and some mid-range specs. Snapdragon 660, 4GB of RAM, 16 megapixel camera on the front, dual cameras on the back, 6-inch 18x9 screen. It's pretty decent. The new Nokia 6 has slightly smaller bezels and some similar specs to the Nokia 7 Plus, because it's also a mid-range phone. Snapdragon 630, 3GB of RAM, 16 megapixel camera on the back, 5.5 inch full HD screen. We also saw the Nokia 8 Sirocco, which has a curved OLED screen and looks really, really nice. I like it a lot. We get Snapdragon 835, which is now quite an old processor, but it should still be pretty good. 6GB of RAM and the screen 5.5 inches and QHD, as well as curved and OLED. So yeah, it should be pretty decent kind of flagship phone. And last year we saw the relaunch of the Nokia 3310. This year we saw the relaunch of the Nokia 8110. It now comes with 4G and has a Snapdragon 205, I believe, 512 megabytes of RAM, 4GB of storage. Yeah, it's not massively exciting specs, but we do get the Google Assistant, Google Maps, and the Google app, which is very, very cool. So, some pretty decent phones from Nokia there. Asus grabbed a lot of attention at the Mobile World Congress when they announced a phone that looks just like the iPhone X. It's got a 6.2 inch full HD screen with a notch, and we also get Zen emojis and face recognition for unlocking the phone. But we do get some flagship specs, at least on the 5Z. That's the flagship. We get a Snapdragon 845 and we get wide-angle dual cameras on the back, which look pretty good, and tons of AI features as well. So it could be pretty interesting, especially for the price of 480 euros. So that's about £500, half the price of the iPhone X. So could be a decent phone to go for. Alright then, that is my update from the Mobile World Congress 2018. Thanks for listening and goodbye.